everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back again this week to have a little conversation and talk to Veronica, ask her a few questions. I want to report that at this moment, again, all of my animals are in good shape. Everybody's recovering from their difficulties, and I've had like 2 weeks where nobody's sick. Wow, it's really, really great. I do have dogs on meds. There's Biddy and Nellie are both on what they call vet med, and it's also called Promendin or something like that. And it's a thing to help with the heart because both of them have heart murmurs. One's 14, the other's 17. So they're like little ticking time bombs, you know, for strokes and heart attacks. So they're on that. And I mix that in with their food. I can grind it up a little bit and put it in their food, and they have it every day. I'm taking Nellie tomorrow into the doctor because I want to get a blood test. She hasn't had one in a while, and I do know that she needs, actually, we're going in for a wellness thing because you have to see them every year or two before you can get your meds again. And she needs more of the Pimobendin. So I'm taking her in tomorrow, but I also want to get a blood test because I want to see, she has not exhibited any things wrong with her kidneys. She hasn't done that. Biddy has. And I want to make sure that she's on the right diet. Right now I have her on a higher protein diet because we haven't had any, you know, issues. But I'm going to get the blood test because I want to see if she needs also to be on a restricted diet like Biddy is to help keep her kidneys and everything functioning properly. So I'm taking her in tomorrow to get that done so I have more information so I can treat her better. Both dogs are having a high quality life. They do get worn out. They do have their moments where they have like little moments where from what I understand, the heart gets a little enlarged and it pushes on the trachea and that makes them cough. And they have had a few coughing sessions, both of them. And the vets all say, hey, we're moving into this territory and that's part of the territory. So I'm getting everything I can in order. I'm getting meds in place. I'm getting supplements in place. Both of them are eating still really well. They're acting okay. It's just that they have these minor heart issues going on now, which I'm going to try to deal with that as well and get them all better. So what I really want to know today is, Kai okay, Tony? How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing just fine. He's laying on my lap right now. Yep, he's good. And, QQ and he are just chasing each other around the house.
Oh, that's so cool. I love to hear all those kind of stories. Love that.
Yeah. Nope, we're good. We went to the vet this morning just for a checkup. We're fine. Everybody, are oohing and aahing because he looks like a little teddy bear.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, he does look like a little teddy bear. I mean, he's all this big fluffy stuff. He's a big fluff. That's all he is. A little fluffy butt. The fluffy butt, I would call him.
Oh, that's what he is, for sure. Yep, we're all good over here, honey.
Oh, well, that's good. So I'm going to go get Veronica.
Okay, and I'll talk to everybody.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show today. And I want to know if any of you put your potato chips in the freezer and did you try them and what did you think? The last show we had, I said, put your potato chips in the freezer. They'll last longer. Even if you open the bag, eat a few, close it up and put it back. So I want to hear about that. Good show today. Good questions. And I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Mary. What do we become when we cross over? I believe the personality we have on Earth is just for that particular lifetime. Am I right?
No, you are not. You must understand that as a soul, you are expansive. And when you are participating in reincarnational things and then you cross over, you are still, let's say, you still are Mary Smith. It's an aspect of what your soul is. And when you go to the other side, you become part of your soul. You become the soul. And you find that there are energies that come in and make the whole soul be one completed thing. And you're not always Mary Smith. Sometimes you come in and you have a different name. Sometimes you come in and you have more energy than you did before. But you are always Mary Smith in there. And parts of that will come forward. If you have a lot of lives, you could be 3,000 different personalities, but the underlying theme of your personality never changes. You might come in and try different aspects of your personality, but all of you have different energies within you at any given time. Some people call them the committee. There's at least 10 different aspects of you in that committee that help the life that you're living right now become more abundant. So you become yourself. You become your soul fully. And the aspect that is Mary Smith is alive and well in there and will come out, will blend with others and become the soul. But you don't lose anything and you will always be Mary Smith in your incarnation. There's always a part of that, but you participate in different aspects of your soul. So therefore, it does seem a little different. When you go to the other side, you are energetic, and you can be anything you want. You can project yourself. You can do all kinds of things. So it's not that as bad as you think.
All right. Our next question is from Cindy. I want to learn how to channel. I've been told I have a gift, but so far, it has eluded me. How can I connect with my abilities so I can help people?
Well, learning to channel, all of you have the ability to channel, should you choose to. Spirit will come in. Some of you have more of a gift than others. And to connect with that sometimes can be a bit trying. What you need to do is take more time in meditation, take more time to connect soulfully, rather than just linear physically, and allow your energy to relax a little bit so that you can allow other energies to come in. There's also a book by Sanaya Roman, Opening the Channel, which we believe that everyone who wishes to participate in channeling should read that book. It helps you prepare, it helps you to give perspective, and it helps you to become the channel that you want to be. We're certain that all of you have this gift, but to pursue it, one must be very focused and decide that they're going to participate a little less linearly and a little bit more eternally so that the process can be smooth. A lot of you have already been contacted by your guides and you're feeling the pressure. You're feeling them like breathing down your neck practically. That's when you really know you're almost there and continue to reach out to that energy and allow it to come into you, that which means you have to surrender your energy while you're trying to do this. Anyone can do it if they really put their heart to it and their mind to it. It's not for everyone, but those of you who are pursuing that, we encourage you, because every individual on this planet can bring in wonderful information if they so choose to. And if you choose to, get started right away because the world really needs it.
Oh, Veronica, Sharon would like to know, I believe in reincarnation. However, I was told I have had thousands of lives. Is that possible? Or is the concept a figment of someone's imagination? Why can't I remember them?
Well, we can tell you that it's not embedded in you to remember all of your past lives. Because if you had them all at your fingertip, you would probably feel like a crazy person with all the different things going on. There are some individuals who do have mental issues that is the problem. But it is possible, because even with thousands of lives, all of the information that you get from those lives is in there. It's not a figment of someone's imagination. You can't remember them, because if you did remember them all again, you would be a crazy person. It's too hard to manage it all. Now, some of you can, but the majority of individuals, especially a little bit younger souls, have a real hard time with that. So if you want to remember them, again, going into a meditation and asking for help with it. We do think that it's good to remember things. And a lot of times you can go to a medium or some channel or something and, you know, find out what your past lives were. And we do think knowing the past lives in your reincarnational process is a good one. But you don't want to remember them all at once, especially if you have 1,000 of them going on. It would be very difficult to put it in linear sequence so that you could understand it. And we realize that's quite a bit of information, but that's what it is. So you have to make intention if you want to remember, and couch that intention with one at a time, please, not all at the same time, because it would be difficult. We do think, Sharon, that if you start this, that you will understand the reincarnational process a lot better and be amazed at all the information that's within inside of you.
Okay. Elizabeth writes in, my mother passed away recently. How long will it be before I hear from her? Is she aware that she's crossed over or crossed?
Yes, she does know she's crossed, for sure. You can't really put a time stamp on this, because everyone's experience is very unique and different from everybody else's. There's no two of you exactly the same. So when you cross over and they cross over, they get there, you are immediately met by energies that know you, sort of like a little reunion party kind of thing, which gives comfort to the incarnate who has come there, because they don't feel all alone. Then they go into what we call contemplation, where you sit with your guides and you go through the life to figure out what went well and what didn't go well. Now, that process right there could take 5 minutes, or it could take 5 years. It depends upon how well you go through it, how well you accept things, and how well you are able to manage things, whether or not you take a long time to come back. So we say that it could be anywhere from 5 minutes to 5 years because of the differences in all of you. Your mom knows that you're there. Your mom knows that you're there, but she has to complete her process first. So that could take some time, my dear.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. You want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world? That would be great.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, for sure. And if there's anything here you want more information on, feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and we'll get it on the air as soon as we can. Don't be shy. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. We have a advice moment today. We think that it's a good day to go and sit in the sun. Now, if you don't have sun today, you might have to wait till tomorrow, because it is rather flexible. But you have to understand the healing properties of the sun. If you sit in the sun, it stimulates vitamin D and puts it into you, which is what you need for your immunity. But it also, the sun also generates an energy frequency that helps lift yours up. It makes you feel better. A lot of times, if one sits in the sun and takes in the warmth and feels the heat on their face, you walk away from that experience feeling better. And that's why we say, today, go sit in the sun for a little bit if the sun's out, and take in the energy of that frequency. It's a magnificent moment for your biology as well, The other really thing that's good for your biology is water, because you're 90% of it. And to keep the water levels up in you is also something that will make you feel better. But that time spent in the sun, close your eyes. Allow yourself to breathe deeply and bring in the frequency. Sit there for a few minutes. Give yourself a little mini vacation. And maybe sit there 5-10 minutes and just breathe and feel the sun on your face. And that's a good time to think about what you want to create, accomplish, or become. Right there, that little moment is a powerful moment. Sitting in the sun, feeling it on your face, and taking in the frequency. That is something that all of you should do daily. It's medicinal. And that will get you to a spot where you are able to live your life more fully and feel better. And we've had a lot of people come talk to us about wanting to feel better. Take it into your own hands. And this is a manual one that you're going to feel something from right away. We have other ones that aren't quite so manual that we'll talk about in the future. But right now, this basic one we think is a good one for you all to try. We think finding that space, that comfortable space, and feeling that frequency, there's nothing better. So decide that you're going to do that today. And if you can't do it today, do it tomorrow or whenever you can get there. It's important. This is all your energy works, and you want your energy to be at optimum at all times.
Well, thank you, Veronica. Again, great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. And until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.